Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Merry Christmas, friends. The church gives us another feast day to celebrate today. So 2 days ago, we celebrated the birth of our Lord, the Incarnation, the great gift, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. To who? To you and to me. So that we might, as the Catechism teaches us, quoting the scriptures, that we might be saved from our sins, that we might learn to know who God is, that we might be able to walk in holiness and be like Christ and enter into God's plan and economy and purpose, and that ultimately we might become partakers of the divine nature. We might share in the very life of God, the greatest gift possible. And I was thinking about St. Francis yesterday. He gave a brief talk to a group of young adults who were at my house kind of celebrating, and they formed a leadership team together, and they're reaching out to other young people in their 20s and 30s in the area here. And I was just talking about St. Francis and how the Lord led St. Francis into radical poverty. And, you know, he wanted to be a great knight. He wanted to be a high-impact guy in the world. And God ends up leading him into this radical lifestyle that's rarely been lived at that level throughout history. I mean, it has been repeated, and but here he is, a man who, in his own words, at a certain point, after hearing Jesus' call and being confronted by, you know, encountering lepers at one point and being repulsed by them and then finding God giving him grace to love them and be with them, he said, shortly after that happened, he left the world. He left the world, he said. And that is all the honors and the wealth and the power and the life and the kind of energy of the fallen world, he turned away from it, and he lived in total poverty, and he, in turning away from it, became the richest of men. And pursuing God, what he did was he said, instead of looking to the world for identity and place and influence, he turned to God, and he would regularly pray, begging the Lord before a crucifix, God, who are you and who am I? Help me see who I am. Help me see who you are. I can't know myself without knowing who you are, and without you helping me understand who I am. And so he was so radically blessed, and he received so much more, even though in the eyes of the world, he had nothing. But he had everything, and he was allowed to experience and to walk in so much grace, partly because he abandoned so much of the distraction of the world to make room for God in his life. So radical. So the church gives us today, not only after celebrating Christmas on the 25th, just 2 days ago, day one after Christmas, we get the story of the stoning of St. Stephen. So it's a feast day. We're called to celebrate what? The day after Christmas, we're called to celebrate a martyrdom. And as I mentioned yesterday, why does the church, such a good mother, such a good leader, lead us in that direction? To say, what's the implication of Jesus' coming in the flesh? He's come to make disciples, to give power to the children of God. What does a disciple look like? Look at St. Stephen. St. Stephen stood in the face of tremendous opposition, and under the help of the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus promised, he proclaimed the truth to religious people, and they stoned him. They were infuriated by what he said to them. And just as Jesus said he would be despised and rejected, and he said, in that hour, don't be afraid, you'll be dragged before peoples and leaders, I'll give you words to speak. And in that moment of being stoned, such a fearful moment for every human being, to be killed unjustly, no defense, he's being stoned, and what happens? God the Father opens the heaven and reveals the glory and majesty of Jesus at the right hand of the Father, the very one that Stephen is proclaiming. He sees him, and he sees his destiny. He knows the worst thing people can do is kill him. They're doing that very thing. And the Father opens the heavens and basically says, here he is. You'll be with him soon. Take heart, Stephen. Isn't that beautiful? And then, the next day, here we are today on the 27th, another feast day, another apostle, the beloved apostle, John. The church gives us John because John is also a model of what we're meant to be. John wasn't martyred in the same way that Stephen was, but John is the beloved apostle, and again, the church gives us readings from First John. I'll just read one passage here, and then I want to take up some of the other things John said, because we want to receive from them. The reason the church is giving us a moment here to reflect on the lives of these brothers is to see their life and to hear what they want to teach us, what they're passing on to us. By the way, what a beautiful thing that Stephen, what a story Stephen lived. How his faithfulness, his imitation of Christ echoes into eternity. He went straight to heaven. He went straight to the king, right to the throne as a martyr. But anyway, here's 1 John. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. Who's the word of life? Jesus. So he's telling what we, the apostles, what we saw, what we touched, everything from the beginning, what we're telling you now is this. For the life was made manifest to us. We have seen it and we testified to it and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and we've heard, we proclaim to you now so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so our joy may be complete. So this is so great. Think about this. John, the beloved apostle, was part of the 12, obviously so key in the story of, in the history of salvation. And what he's telling you, he's telling me, is this. I simply want you to know what we know for sure. What we're proclaiming to you. Don't be confused, John's saying in this letter. We're proclaiming this to you, that the eternal life that was with God has appeared in a person, in Jesus. He's the word of life. He's the word, John, remember in his gospel, the beginning was the word and the word was with God. Jesus is the word that was with God from the beginning, Christ. And he came and he brought with him life. What kind of life? John makes it clear. Eternal life, divine life, God's life. What do you need? What do I need? I need a life that can help me pass from death to life, to eternal life. I need, biological life is not enough because it's passing away. I know in my soul I'm made for more than that, that I'm not destined to be food for worms. That's not the end of my life, is it? No, that's what sin has done. And John is saying, with total confidence, he knows what he's talking about. He said, this eternal life that was in the Son was made manifest. We saw. We saw his uniqueness and his power and his teaching. But most of all, we know he's risen from the dead. We saw and touched him. Even we saw him die. But he came to life again. And glory was upon him. He'll say in the Gospels, he said, we beheld his glory. The glory of the only Son. And friends, this changed everything. The total calculus of their life and the priorities and what really matters, they got it. So in love, what he's saying, we're proclaiming this to you. And for what reason? Everything we've seen and touched, we're proclaiming to you now so that you may have fellowship with us. John is saying, come into the church. Come with us. Come and share in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with the Son. We are God's children now, he'll tell us, and further on in this first letter. He said, beloved, for example, chapter 3 of 1 John, verse 1, see what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Friends, this is who we are. We're children of God. And it means so much. It's not like, oh, that's kind of a cute or kind of a nice expression. I hope it gives you a little, you know, sense of warmth in your heart or something. He's saying, no, you don't get it. We literally were once separated from God, without hope in the world, destined for eternal judgment and separation from God, fallen, lost. God came in search of us. And he didn't just come and find us and take us by the hand. He did that. But what he did was he took away sin. John's so clear on that. Throughout his letter, he'll touch it again and again and again. He's the expiation for sin. He came to take away sin. And then he came to give us life. And that life makes us children of God. Friends, it's not an automatic. Who are the children of God? Those who are born again by water and the Spirit in baptism. Let me read it again. 1 John chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And John is saying here, we want you to have fellowship with us in the family of God. And the family of God is headed up by God the Father and his Son Jesus and Our Lady and St. Joseph and all the saints and all those who've said yes to Jesus. We're a family. We have the same life animating us. Other things that John mentioned, let me just read that. It would be so good to hear. Just chapter 2. No, excuse me. Going on in chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and we now proclaim to you, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. God is light. Friends, in many ways, we've talked in the program and some of the recent popes have spoken to us, even Pope Francis, that the light, some of the light that was accepted among people of various nations in the world, in Europe and United States and Canada, places like, the light is going dim because people are turning off the light, which comes from God. They're not paying attention. They're thinking they're finding it in some other way. That's a huge deception. That's a deception of the enemy, the one who dwells in darkness, who is darkness itself. John is telling us that the light has come so that we can walk in the light. And that light is Christ. He said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He says this in chapter 2 as he goes on. He says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, imagine this John we've been talking about that we're celebrating on this feast. It's important for us not just to say, oh yeah, remember him. Yeah, he was special. He's the one who rested on Jesus' chest at the Lord's Supper, the celebration of Passover before Jesus went to Calvary. He's talking to us. He's in this letter, he's telling us what matters. He's trying to speak light into us and to help us follow him as he follows Christ. And he said, if anyone loves the world, that is the fallen dimension of this life, all the resistance that's in the world, all the idolatry, if we're caught up in it, he says, the love of the Father is not even in us. And here's where some baptized people have gone. To love the world and the things of the world, many things in this world that are displeasing to God and resist God. John goes on, he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of this world. And he says, remember, the world passes away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So it's not enough to be baptized and to be born again. We have to abide and do the will of God. Jesus makes clear who goes to heaven with him? Those who endure till the end and walk in the will of God. Friends, let's listen to John. Let's follow John's footsteps. Let's be like John as he imitates Christ. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.